This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Jackie, why did you want to share some of the lessons that God taught you through what I understand was a very painful time in your life of emotional abuse?
I have a 26-year journey of overcoming the cycle of emotional abuse. I grew up in a family with behaviours of emotional abuse. From there, I attracted a man who I married when I was 19, and I entered into a marriage where I experienced domestic violence and emotional abuse. That relationship spanned 16 years.
Oh, did you know that at the time, Jackie, that you were experiencing those things?
You know, the thing is that we will always attract what we know, what is familiar, and we will go into a relationship that really is an extension of what we know as a child. So if you grow up in a healthy family where there's boundaries, where there's unconditional love, you'll attract people, same foundation. But my foundation was found in shame, found in rejection. I believed I was unloved and unlovable. I had self-rejection. And so I went into this marriage. For the first few years, I was dealing with domestic violence, but I had the strength to confront it until it stopped because it wasn't something that I had experienced in my childhood. But the emotional abuse became really present. Just quite obvious. The next 10 plus years, the Lord really teaching me what the type of relationship I was in and what my brokenness looked like.
Had you been a Christian all of your life?
I became a Christian when I was 16.
Right.
I was radically saved.
What happened?
I just fell in love with Jesus on a little altar call in a small church of Christ Church in Moorbank. I was on fire for Jesus. I was introduced to a Pentecostal church called Inspire Church out at Hoxton Park, an amazing church. And I didn't only fall in love with Jesus, I fell in love with the house of God. And as I was involved in ministry and involved in really developing the giftings that God had placed within me, within a community of people who loved me, valued me, believed in me, the Lord began to build me within the house of God.
And Jackie, you mentioned that there was a particular 10-year period where you remember, sounds like quite vividly, the work that the Lord was doing in your life.
Absolutely. You know, when you're in church life and you are planted in church life, the Lord brings beautiful people, mentors, and that's what he did for me. And I had a mentor back in those early days. I was right in my early 20s who introduced me to the book called Boundaries. As I began to read that book, I began to get clarity around the relationship that I was living in. And that was really the beginning of me taking my first steps in walking out what would become the Lord putting tools into my hands of breaking free from the cycle of emotional abuse. Because I was walking in relationship with Jesus, I had this passion for worship and I had this passion for the Word. So each time I experienced the pain of those behaviours, I ran to Jesus. I ran to worship. And worship each time gave me the ability to begin to rise. I also ran to the Word of God. And each time I ran to the Word of God, those lies that not only were my foundation from the past, but also my reality in that moment, the Lord began to replace that with the truth. He showed me, one, who I was in Christ, and he showed me, two, who he is. Not only who I am, but whose I am. And over time, as I went through that cycle of emotional abuse, little by little, the Lord began strengthening me and healing me to the point where I was no longer bound to those behaviours. And along with that is the Lord taught me how to manage my response to the emotionally abusive behaviours. I came from a family that yelled and screamed and name-called. It was very loud. And so that was my learnt behaviour in managing my pain and the rejection that I felt. And the Lord began to teach me to respond with assertiveness. He began to teach me to stop reacting to the circumstance and start addressing the abuse in my life. Because each time we react to the circumstance, we just stay on that cycle of emotional abuse. But when we choose to address the abusive behavior with assertiveness, with boundaries, with knowing who we are in Christ, it begins to break us free from that cycle of emotional abuse.
They sound like amazing things that have helped you, but what if someone said to you, you know, it can be easy to say that kind of thing, but depending on the situation that somebody is in, they may not feel either that they're comforted by those things or even able to draw on or tap into those things.
Yeah. So, you know, Ben, along with that is I went to counselling. I educated myself on understanding what abusive behaviours were. And I sought the Lord for my own healing from my past, my own childhood. There's no way that I could have done this on my own. This is walking with Jesus day in, day out. This is like a relentless pursuit of intimacy. When you were struggling, when you were hurting, I'm so grateful for those years of my life, because the relationship that it carved out with Jesus is, you know, it's priceless. It doesn't compare to anything.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.